Welcome to your chakra meditation. It's a 10-minute guided meditation. You don't really need to know what the chakras are. You could think of them as the energies that are in the body that travel along this running up your spine at the back of your body. Thinking of just like the nerve centers along the spinal cord in Western medicine. So bring yourself to a comfortable place, seated on the floor, connected to those sits bones, comfortable. And if it's not comfortable for you to sit in that cross-legged position with your spine neutral and tall, then maybe sit in a chair with yourself upright, not leaning on the back. Gently close your eyes and connect to your breath, bringing your awareness to the breath entering the body, that pranayama. And taking a moment to notice how it feels. And behind the eyes, in the mind, find something that you love that's the color red. And visualize that. And now carry that red all the way to the base of the spine. As you breathe fully into the rib basket, filling up your body with that breath. And letting that red swirl about. Imagine a paintbrush with red paint on the tip of it and a clear, clean glass of water. And as you take that paintbrush and you dip it in that clear water, you can watch it dissipate and swirl about and let that swirl about at the base of the spine. Breathing into it. And the name of that chakra is Muladhara. It has to do with the material plane, the status in life, our survival. I like to think of it as our foundation, our connection to the earth. And so feel that connection. And now bringing your attention back behind the screen of your eyelids, find something that you love, the color orange. Something where you use more than your visual senses. Maybe you can smell the orange or see a bright orange leaf against a blue sky. And travel that orange energy through the spine all the way to that sacral area, lower abdomen, and let it swirl about. Let it fill your lower belly. And let yourself be present for that part of the body, breathing into it. Knowing that this energy is what's responsible for allowing us to connect to our passion, the procreation of new ideas, maybe music or literature or art, or a new business idea, a new way of thinking. Staying here, present, with the breath. And now gently ease back into the mind and find that bright, beautiful yellow. And as you create that yellow, traveling it down through the spine, we call this energy of the solar plexus Manipura. Maybe even taking your hand to that part of the ribs that V's up. Knowing that you have had the intuition in your life at some time. To have felt it in your gut. That's that place where we have that confidence, that inner power. It has to do with our digestive system. And now breathing into that part of the body, letting that yellow circulate and swirl about. And feeling the power of you, the power of now, connected to yourself. Breathing here for another full breath, noticing the sensations in that area. And now gathering that inhale, feeling yourself rise up slightly. Bringing your attention to finding the color green, a bright, beautiful green, renewal. And then taking that green and letting it swirl about your heart center, filling the chest, knowing that this anahata, this energy of love to self, kindness to self, compassion, generosity to self, knowing that you are worthy of this time that you're taking to spend with you. Taking one more full, deep breath, feeling the joy that can come with filling that rib basket full. Breath rising. And then exhaling completely. Finding now in your mind beautiful color of turquoise, bright blue Caribbean sea. And letting that energy travel to the throat. Maybe even swallowing. Letting the tongue soften. Fishuddha, that energy that allows us to feel safe enough to express our truth, that the people that are around us validate by listening with compassion, that we get to be ourselves. And then another full breath. Bringing your attention between your eyebrows. And imagining the color indigo. That purpley blue. Maybe a ripe eggplant. Maybe an old piece of pottery you loved. And letting that color swirl about. In that place where we attribute it to the imagination, to clarity of thought and intuition, and the beauty of our dreams. And then finally, rising up in that breath to the very crown of the head, that soft spot at a baby, where it's not yet knit together. And imagining this silvery white light, some people say violet, our higher consciousness, and link with, if you believe, your higher consciousness or the divine. That chakra with 1,000 petals, open petals, maybe visualizing that lotus flower. And connecting to that breath, feel the balance of the energy from the base of the spine all the way up to the crown of the head. Taking a moment of just being here, connected to yourself, and maybe noticing a sense of balance in your body. Namaste.